Meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 38 on August 15th, 2018 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Susan and Alan. From ICANN.org, we have Alice, Lisa, and Brenda. Apologies from Catherine and Jean-Baptiste. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Alice. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, so I have displayed the agenda for today. We're going to go over the draft report progress and discuss any items that require discussion, and then we'll touch on the ICANN63 and talk about face-to-face meeting number 4, as well as preparation for plenary call on Monday. And any other business. Is there an agenda item you'd like to see added to this?
No, that's fine for me.
Great. What about you, Susan? No?
I'm fine with this.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So we compiled the latest information on progress and so on in the table. Lisa, why don't I hand this over to you since you've been handling all this?
Okay, thanks, Alice, and this is Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. In terms of pulling together the sections that require an update, we did get an updated version of strategic priority from Catherine, and that will be folded into the report, and it will require review again since there are updates since the previous plenary call. Skipping down to compliance, Susan and I are actually still working on splitting compliance apart to Objective 6 and Rec 4. We just finished briefly discussing that on the phone, and also in that section we have two action items. One is the edit suggested by Volker, and the other was for Stephanie to suggest edits on risk-based assessment or analysis. We haven't received anything from Stephanie, and you probably saw the red line from Volker. Susan, can I turn the floor to you for a minute to talk about the red lines from Volker?
Yeah, unfortunately, I missed my deadline, but yesterday was a busy day. I took a quick look at it, and I probably, have no issue with about 75% of it. There's a few style changes that we could debate. But he did make a change to the recommendation, changed the base number, to 10%, from 10% to 15%. And which really changes the recommendation, also added some language to the recommendation. So we need to figure out exactly how we deal with, a change to an already agreed upon recommendation. So I think that's our biggest hurdle.
Yeah, it's Alan. If you have a problem with the change and we have general agreement, then I think he's going to have to identify himself as disagreeing and go ahead with it. If you think it's just a minor change, it doesn't matter, fine. But if you feel strongly that it makes a substantive change, then I think I prefer to go ahead with it with an objection rather than soften it to the extent where you feel it's no longer addresses the same issue.
Okay, so I will take a longer look at it and maybe propose something to Volker, but and then we can, we could discuss it on the plenary call too, probably.
Yeah.
But I will push back on that part of it.
So, Susan, we're going to need closure from you today on the language you want in the consolidated report. Right. Even if some of that discussion is ongoing with Volker on the change to the recommendation.
Exactly. So I would get that to you. Unfortunately, I have a call starting at 9:30 to 10:30, but after that, I'll definitely have some time. So probably by noon.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And, of course, changes to any recommendation language ripple through the document. So,
right.
That's why it's really important. We're clear on how the recommendation should read, even if
correct.
There are additional tweaks in the next round of edits and resolutions.
Okay.
On the data accuracy section, I just want to call to everyone's attention that Allison, I did touch base with Lily about doing some basic copy editing to the accuracy section just to address some of the grammar that's in that section, and she's comfortable with having us do that. Are there any concerns on your part with staff doing a little grammar cleanup in that section?
Not at all for me, and with my gratitude.
Great. So then skipping down to common interface, I just want to call your attention to that section was changed before the last plenary call, and we did not have an opportunity to review it before Volker left the call. So that's one that we'll want to make sure we flag in the consolidated report as having not yet been reviewed and possibly make time on Monday to take a last look at that. The same is true for anything new that we didn't actually get to review that on the plenary call. There were just some very minor changes to that in the last round of updates. So just flagging for you, those are two sections that may contain some new text that wasn't discussed in the plenary call, but we're not waiting for anything on those two. The skipping down the table, then the other thing you see as a without a document leak is the new Objective 6 on compliance, and that is what Susan and I will sync up to produce today. We have already identified which sections would potentially move to, from Recommendation 4 to this Objective 6 section. The one thing that we were a little on the fence about is which recommendations actually move. And it seems that all but one or two recommendations move from Recommendation 4 to Objective 6. If we're moving those recommendations, now would be the time to go ahead and renumber them sequentially as well.
Good. I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable about grouping everything under the last report, so I'm happy with you doing that. I appreciate it's an awful lot of work at this point, though.
Well, we'll bite the bullet on this draft, and hopefully we'll be close to close to final in this consolidated report. And so that brings us to I should just reach some closure then on the recommendation for the action item for Stephanie to produce edits on risk-based approach. Are we just now deferring that since that action is overdue by a day, deferring that to this next round of comments?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I was thinking about something else, and I missed the subject.
The one other item related to splitting out the Rec 4 section was Stephanie had that action item on proposing edits to the risk-based approach test.
Right.
And she did not provide anything. So are we bumping that to the next round of review? I'm concerned about leaving the door open indefinitely for changes to this consolidated draft.
I think at this point, if she didn't make any changes, then they don't get made. If we feel that it is insufficiently clear because of the lack of changes, then I think we have to say delete it. Am I missing something?
No. I think it makes sense, personally, I think it makes sense for the whole team to be able to read what Susan came up with for a risk-based approach, and if Stephanie does have additional edits, she could suggest them during this next round, just as everyone else can if they find
them. Okay, yeah, I'm fine with that. Sorry, I didn't realize Susan had put words in. I'm juggling just too many things at this point, so I'm losing track.
I feel you. Okay. So that takes us to bylaws amendment. Alan, you proposed some text to the list. I know I put that into a report section format for you.
And Bolton has objected.
Exactly. So how would you like to deal with that for the consolidated report?
I guess I'd like Susan's opinion first. I feel pretty strongly that we never should have put a reference to the OECD guidelines in the bylaws, and it didn't work for us here. It's not going to work next time around, because no matter what the OECD bylaws say, or not guidelines say, or how they're modified in some future revision, they are never going to be the focus that we measure things against in ICANN. So I think we should either go with what I suggested, that is, remove the bylaws, remove the reference to the OECD, and rely on the consumer on the safeguarding registrant data clause, or, as I suggested to Volker, remove the OECD, remove the registrant safeguarding registrant data, and put a separate new section in saying ICANN, you know, should, you know, adopt adhere to best practices and you know, global legislation or whatever to look at safeguarding data. So I'm happy to leave it in just the safeguarding data. If he wants it more specific, I think we actually have to craft some language. But I'm happy to go forward with what we have right now if no one else objects, because starting to craft the right language for the bylaws at this point, I think, is more work than we can take on in the next week. And, you know, we're going to have to think carefully about how to do that. So making a specific recommendation on language for the bylaws, I don't feel comfortable doing right now, but I also don't feel comfortable leaving the OECD reference in. Susan, do you have any thoughts on this, or am I alone? If you don't, that's fine, but if you do, go for it.
No, I think I agree with you. So I don't think we have time to draft a bylaw or propose language for a bylaw.
We could certainly add a sentence in, you know, saying we may have another option and asking for input on it. I would have no problem with doing that. We haven't asked many questions like that, and I don't mind if we do that. But, you know, just ignoring the issue at this point, I just don't think is right, because I believe we have to come out with something to eliminate or replace the OECD reference. It's not going to get more applicable than it was this time, and we decided it wasn't applicable.
Alan, this is Lisa. Do you feel that the review team needs to propose that specific change, or just flag to the board that that part of the bylaws needs to be changed or deleted?
Well, I don't think we can just say it needs to be changed or deleted. I think if we believe it needs to be changed, then I think we have to provide some level of guidance for what it should be saying. If not the specific words, then you know, some pretty direct instructions of what it should be implying. And I just don't feel I have the bandwidth, or we have the bandwidth, to do that properly right now. I'm happy to look at what you have. I don't know what's your deadline for sending this out.
Well, actually, everything was supposed to be sent out yesterday.
Okay, fine. So I can propose some additional language to essentially posing a question and bring it up on the meeting on Monday. If you think that's going to be a smoother way than just me saying no to Volcker right now. I'm happy with that.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is incorporate the text as you proposed in the consolidated draft that's coming out this week, included in the items for discussion on the plenary call on Monday, and you might have some compromise language to suggest during that call.
That's right. Not compromise for what we're suggesting right now as the recommendation, but an alternative to be considered during the public comment.
Okay, good. I think that works.
Okay.
And that brings us to executive summary. Of course, there's text that's been distributed. I think at this stage, unless you disagree, we need to just insert that executive summary text in the consolidated report and let the full team comment on it.
That's exactly what I think we have to do. I captured the fully or partially implemented out of the ICANN 62 slides. There may well have been one or two changes. So one of the things I'll do once we get the consolidated report out is go through it and try to make sure that they're in sync with what we said, you know, what is in the final report. And I think one or two of them have changed. I know Lily mentioned that something has changed in one of hers from the previous evaluation. Other than that, it's not the greatest executive summary I've ever read or written, but, you know, there's only so much time we can put into it at this, and certainly that's a section which is going to have to be rewritten or revised anyway in the final report. So I'm reluctant to put an awful lot more time into it.
All right, everybody comfortable with that? Hearing no objections, just to let you know, there are appendices that need to be populated in this draft as well, and Alice and I have been working to do that. It does not appear that I can easily retain red lines when I build the consolidated report. And I was on the fence about doing that anyway because I think this is the time for a clean read-through. People can see the red lines by looking at the last subgroup draft if they wish. Are you comfortable with the consolidated report not containing red lines?
I am.
Yeah, I am too.
Good. Thanks for confirming that. If there's nothing else on the status of the report, I'll turn it back to Alice.
Sorry, struggling to get off mute. Okay, great. So let's move on to ICANN 63. So I sent you an email, I think it was last week, a week before, I can't remember, with a suggestion that we schedule a video interview of the three of you in Barcelona at ICANN 63. So you can showcase the report and recommendations and then give an overview of the framework leading to these findings, the challenges that you encountered, methodology used, next steps, and so on. And I've provided a doodle poll with a number of options for you to consider. So does that sound like something you'd like to do? And if so, can you fill out the doodle poll so I can secure some time as soon as possible? And please, 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 can you do it? Thank you.
My only comment is, to start with, it looks like the doodle poll address isn't valid. So I just clicked on it, and it gets a not found. So can you double-check the actual URL?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that now.
It's going to be really difficult for me to commit to timing during the meeting at this point before we're a little bit more advanced in the agenda.
Yeah, that's the problem. I took a look. Well, I didn't go to the doodle poll, but I saw your email and Catherine's response, and I was having that problem too. And I hate doing video things. So.
I know.
I don't particularly like them. I'll do them under duress, but finding the time is going to be difficult.
So your challenge, Alice, is to get this scheduled so we have, you know, some.
Yeah, I have, there's some availability on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Susan, when do you arrive?
I arrive Friday afternoon.
Okay, so doing it Friday is going to be difficult, which means we have no choice but to do it during the working week. We agree in principle, and let's see if we can find a time or not. But there's no point in me filling out a doodle right now. It has absolutely no meaning.
Yeah, for the most part, I usually have time, you know, more around 6 o'clock. That's, you know, a lot of times there's meetings are over, depending on how the, you know, some of the sessions go later nowadays. But if we could do something in the early evening, then I think I might be able to do it. But
generally, the filming crews don't work in the evening, though.
Yeah,
I was going to say they wrap up at 5:30. So.
Oh, okay.
An early morning, if they start early enough, might also be a possibility. But as I said, at this point, there's just no point in me filling out a doodle.
Okay, so we'll mark the agreement in principle to have the video interview, and then I'll see. We'll see closer to the date what we can do in terms of scheduling.
I think so.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, with that, we'll move on to face-to-face meeting number 4. So the dates are confirmed, as you know, 10 to 12 December, and Brenda has already circulated a calendar invite to save the date and review team members' schedule. Meeting objectives will be to agree on and incorporate edits needed to the report based on the public comment received and to finalize the report for board submission. And meetings team go back to us with their recommendation, and essentially they think Brussels will be the most cost efficient for the group. So if you're okay with that, I think we'll go ahead and submit the global event request, and let me know what you think.
I had my heart set on Singapore.
So the room in Singapore, the meeting room, it can actually accommodate 12 people only, so that would be a little tight.
It wasn't really serious. I didn't think we were going to be able to do that.
That was a joke. Okay.
But it would have been a nice trip. It would have been a nice trip at the time of year.
Yeah, true. What about you, Susan? Does that work for you, too?
Yeah. That works.
Okay. Okay, great. So we'll take the Brussels meeting with our colleagues from the meetings team. Thank you for that. Okay.
Before we go, is it realistic to say we're going to finalize the report or finalize the report contents? I'm dubious, I think we're going to have a perhaps significant amount of editing and cleanup and things like that once we determine what it is we're saying. So I would put the wording a little bit vaguer, because I suspect we are not going to finally, I mean, just think about all the work we're doing right now, and in a lot of cases we're, you know, even with the editing that you and Lisa will do, I think we're going to be left with a report which is not as professional as we would like it to be. And my preference would be, if necessary, to, you know, flow into January, but make sure that the report really holds together and is consistent across the whole thing, which might require more editing than we're likely to get done just before Christmas, and certainly more than we're likely to do in the face-to-face meeting. So I would just make the second bullet a little bit less, you know, saying that we're actually finalizing the report. I'm willing to be overridden on that, but you know, I just think we should cover ourselves and not set expectations improperly.
Alan, this is Lisa.
Yep.
I'd like to suggest maybe an additional objective. I do think you're right that the actual, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's on the report would follow the face-to-face number four. But you might set as an objective that at the face-to-four, you'll at least finalize all of the recommendations. I'm thinking that those are the hardest to get agreement on, and face-to-face time is the best way to do
yeah.
that.
Finalize recommendations and finalize the report contents, which, you know, implies the not necessarily the final wording, but essentially what it is we're planning to say. You know, we may well find as we go, as we do the final editing, we have to go back to the review team for vetting something, but I don't think there's going to be many of those where it's other than grammar and wording. But I have no problem at all saying we need to finalize the recommendations without people, you know, coming back and saying, oh, but maybe not. So yes, I would support adding a second objective of finalizing the recommendations.
Okay, so we'll make that change. All right, may I move on to the next item? Or
sure.
Is there? Okay, perfect. So the next one is preparing for the plenary meeting on Monday. So welcome, roll call, statement of interest. Who is one, recognition 5-9, data accuracy. So I've relayed your request regarding the ARS-related clarifications to GDD and compliance. I'm trying to work with them to get them to join the call on Monday for like a 15-minute, you know, time slot to provide clarifications and address any questions they may be. But it's still a, you know, it's not confirmed yet, but I hope we'll get that set in stone today.
Okay.
Then I think we should probably address the 5.1 recommendation there, Lisa, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And then who is one, recognition 4 and objective 6, compliance, and obviously the grandfathering item. And then I have an agenda item for any objections, edits, and comments submitted to the mailing list to date. So what we're doing on our end as well with Lisa, Jean-Baptiste, and Isaac, and myself, is that we're collecting all the edits that are submitted to the list and that we are hearing on calls as well in a document. So we'll have a fully fleshed out list of items that we should address. So just so you know that we're keeping track of all these.
Okay.
And then,
we should have an agenda item for the bylaws one.
Yeah, absolutely. I will add that. Thanks for playing. And then the roadmap reminder. And I think what would be great there as well, Alan and Susan, is if you could reemphasize the importance for all of them to attend the August 27th call. I think you made it pretty clear back in Brussels, but, you know, that was almost a month ago, so I think you should reemphasize that if possible during that agenda item.
Certainly anyone who's going to object to something needs to be there.
Yes. Yeah,
if you're going to object, you need to provide notice ahead of time.
Yeah, and like, you know, we sort of underlined that on the last call when we said that, you know, any objections should be submitted ASAP, but I think, you know, it's always good to remind people of these best practices. And then AOB and then confirm action items and decisions reached. Have we missed anything here apart from the bylaws amendment?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I'm going to suggest that maybe if you can make it, Alice, Lisa, and I meet on Skype perhaps on Friday to try to firm up, you know, the timing for the overall call. We really can't afford to finish the call on Monday and not have covered some things. So time management is going to be really essential.
That makes sense. So I'll send you maybe.
Can you hold on a second? I need to answer this.
Yes. Lisa, what works for you on Friday in the meantime?
I always have trouble converting to UTC. Can I tell you in my time zone? I'm available until 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
Sorry, I'm back.
1:30 p.m. Mountain Time, so that's
But that's a hard stop for me at that time.
And I think my day is pretty well open. Let me double check.
Okay, so that's 9:30 p.m. my time.
My day is open. I would prefer it not before 8 a.m. my time is UTC minus 4, but other than that, I'm open.
What time is it for you all now, Alan?
Noon UTC.
It's noon? Okay.
No, what time is it now? Yeah, it's noon right now, actually.
Noon, okay.
Here.
I'm just thinking. I'll suggest that.
I'll make it earlier. I'll make it earlier if necessary, but I'd prefer not before noon UTC.
You would prefer not. Okay. How about we lock noon UTC now?
That's fine with me.
Okay. So noon UTC. Wait, noon UTC or noon your time? Does noon UTC work too? That's too early, no?
Noon UTC is 5 o'clock Susan's time, 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's okay.
But Susan, you weren't planning. I we didn't ask you to come, although you're welcome, of course. Lisa's time, you are. What is that? That's 6 a.m. your time.
Yes, and that's okay with me.
Okay.
But Susan, if you'd like to be a little later so you can attend, that's fine too.
Well, I didn't actually say Susan had to. She's welcome to. But I just want to, you know, come to agreement between us of how much we think is reasonable time to allow, just so we can do time management. I don't think we need
I'll
Susan
let you guys
to
handle
this. To attend.
Okay, so we're meeting on Friday, 20th of August at noon UTC to confirm timing of agenda items and refine the agenda, correct?
Yeah, and just try to map out a time allocation.
That's fine. Great. And I will not send any agendas or any any agendas to the review team before we've had a chance to talk. So.
Oh, no.
That's good. Okay,
and
great.
You know, I'm fine with either Skype or telephone if you want to set up Adobe Connect, fine. Otherwise, we can do Skype, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I think Skype will work.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, so I think we've reached a portion of the agenda where we talk about any other business. Is there anything that you want to?
I'd appreciate it if you could allocate more hours in my day. Other than that, no.
Well, I can talk to a fairy, I know, but all right, so I think we'll move on to the decisions reached and action items. Go ahead, Lisa. Sorry.
Just one question. Since we'll be meeting on Friday to firm up the agenda for that following plenary call, is there a need for the leadership call next week? And I should disclose that I can't make our standing Wednesday time next week.
If things go well on Monday, there's no need. So let's presume it's canceled. If we really think we need one, we'll reschedule it.
We could also talk on Friday before the Monday, as in Friday 24th, to define the agenda or is there specific items or edits that we need to cover, like make sure they're given?
Let's leave it open right now, and if we need it, we'll figure it out.
So I'll ask Brenda to.
Sorry. I thought the 1200 UTC was Friday the 24th. Is that this Friday?
We're talking
this Friday.
In prep for the Monday meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, my concern is we can't afford to leave anything off this week. Otherwise, we'll never be able to get full approval the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just a little wanted to be able to bounce time allocations over the various items based on whatever objections we already know about on Friday.
Got it.
Friday the 17th.
Yeah, I think time allocation for that the following call is actually going to be more critical.
Perhaps.
So why don't we do schedule a call on the 24th then, same time?
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Let me double check that I'm free that week, that day, but yeah, same thing. Fridays are normally free of ICANN calls.
We're breaking that rule then. All right. So if there's anything else, I'm just going to go ahead and read the decision speech and action items. So we had an agreement with an interview at ICANN 63 in principle, and we'll find the time closer to the date. Action items, Susan to review the proposed language from Volcker for the grandfathering text and suggest alternative by COB today. This item should be discussed on the plenary call number 39. Common interface, anything new will be flagged in the consolidated report as not having been reviewed, and these items should be raised on the plenary call number 39. Susan and Lisa to circulate new section on compliance today. If Stephanie has edits on Susan's proposed language relative to the risk-based approach, she can suggest them as part of a round of comments on the draft report. ICANN org is to incorporate Alan's text as proposed in the consolidated draft, and I'm referring to the executive summary. And Alan's proposed, I was referring to finals amendments. Yeah. ICANN org, so I'll just read that again. ICANN org to incorporate Alan's text on the OECD as proposed in the consolidated draft, and Alan to propose an alternative for ICANN's discussion on call number 39. Executive summary to be inserted into the draft report. ICANN org to produce consolidated draft report without red lines, and review can refer to the last report for red lines substantive changes since July 1st. ICANN org to confirm face-to-face meeting and location as Brussels. Second bullet point in meeting objectives for face-to-face number 4 should be we will finalize agreement on recommendations and finalize report content. And then bylaws amendments should be added as an agenda item for the call number 39. And on August 17th and August 24th, we'll have a call with Alan at 12 UTC to confirm the timing of the agenda items and refine the agendas as needed.
Okay. Two changes. On the Alan, the OECD one, Alan will propose additional text, not alternative.
Yep.
And I would suggest on the objectives for the face-to-face that we add a second bullet that is finalize the recommendations, and what is now the third bullet is report contents. So along with what Lisa said of an additional bullet for the recommendations. And other than that, looks good to me.
Okay, perfect. Great. Susan, any concerns?
No, it looks good to me.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, everyone. I'll send these notes out so it's clear for everyone what the highlights are, and I'll text Catherine as well to make sure she sees them. You know, Alan, we'll talk to you on Friday, and we'll be in touch.
Take care. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.